So we are celebrating the first Sunday of Advent, and this means that the celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is fast approaching. So we already see the people preparing. Like last Thursday, we just celebrated Thanksgiving, which for many is the start of the many celebrations to come. And if you're like me, you probably already gained like a few pounds even before Christmas. Thanks for those two families who overfed me. Yeah? And maybe many of you went to shopping last Friday to buy gifts because of the many Thanksgiving sales that came out. You're trying to save money to give as gifts to people when Christmas comes. And now we are seeing the Advent decorations in the church. So we have the purple cloths, we have the Advent wreath, and gradually we will see the Christmas decorations in many houses, the Christmas lights, the Christmas trees, and the Christmas displays. But sometimes in our busyness, we forget the essence of why we are doing these things. So maybe we should ask ourselves, why do we celebrate Advent? And why is there Advent before Christmas? So the word Advent is derived from the Latin word Adventus, meaning coming. During Advent, we remember the waiting of Israel for the coming of the Messiah. So some people even say that we can consider the Old Testament as a big Advent, because they were waiting for the coming of Christ. And in our days, the waiting of Israel is represented by the 4 weeks of Advent. And we light up one candle at a time to represent the completion of each week as we approach the nearness of the birth of Jesus. And so why do we have to prepare again for the coming of Christ? Didn't Christ already come 2,000 years ago? So is this just a commemoration of what happened before? Yes, our Lord already came, but Christ comes to us in different ways. Many say that Christ comes to us in three different ways. The first coming of Christ was in history, when he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, when he walked the streets of Israel. And then the other coming is the second coming of Christ, when he will come again to judge the living and the dead, when he will come again and manifest his full glory to us. And then there is the third coming of Christ, the coming of Christ in his word and his sacraments and his mysteries. So every time we proclaim the gospel, we proclaim the readings, Christ becomes present to us. And also through the sacraments, baptism, confirmation, especially the Most Holy Eucharist, where he becomes present to us, body, soul, and divinity. This is what our Lord reminds us in our gospel today. He reminds us that he comes to us. He comes to us today, and he will come again in the end times. I remember that in the 1990s, there was a strong earthquake that hit the Philippines with a magnitude of 7.8, and many thought that it was already the end of the world. Around that time, it was also near the Middle East War, or the conclusion of the Middle East War in Iraq and Iran. And around this time too, the message of the Lady of Medjugorje and the apparitions of the Lady of Medjugorje were becoming popular and was spreading. And this gospel that we just read was very much in mind of the Filipinos. That's why we were lining up the confession lines, preparing ourselves, because he might come anytime. But the gospel does not just refer to the second coming. It also refers to the coming of Christ in history and his coming to each and every one of us. And every time he comes, the worldly powers symbolized by the sun, the moon, and the stars collapse and are toppled because he is our true king. And he continues to come to us. So we have to prepare ourselves to receive him into our lives. Jesus said in our gospel, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxiety of daily life, that they catch you by surprise like a trap." So the Lord tells us to keep our mind focused on our goal and always to be united to him. And so, aside from seeing Advent as a season of waiting, we should also see Advent as a season to be vigilant and to be awake. And one of the ways for us to be awake is to prepare our souls to receive Jesus by going to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And this coming Wednesday, December 2nd, at 7 p.m., we will have our reconciliation service here at St. Lucie's, where we will have priests to hear your confession. And this will be a great way for us to receive Jesus in our hearts. Christ is knocking at the door of our hearts, waiting for us to let him in. It's just like preparing for a visitor, an important visitor, a person that we love. Don't we take care of how we present ourselves? So we clean our house, we take a shower, we brush our teeth, we comb our hair, to present ourselves in an orderly fashion to that person who will be visiting. So it will be the same way with the coming of Christ this Advent season. We have to prepare our souls to receive him so that he has a place to stay in us. So as we continue with our celebration, let us ask the Lord to help us prepare to receive him with humility and love. May we remain vigilant and awake when he comes to us this season of Advent.